Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi, and welcome back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. I am so excited to bring you today's episode where I share my top 10 tips to make data collection in your classroom easier and less stressful. I think we probably are all in agreement when we say that paperwork can be one of the most stressful parts of our jobs, and data collection can definitely be included in there. What data should we take? Are we taking too much? Too little? How do we record it? Who should record it? There's just so many things to think about, and it's easy to get very quickly overwhelmed. I'm currently in my 10th year in this field, and over the years, I've been able to learn some great tips to help make data collection easier and less stressful. And today, I am so excited to be sharing my top 10 tips with you. I'll answer the most obvious question first, which is, what is data collection? And it's honestly exactly what it sounds like. It's how you're going to gather information, which is the data, and then we're going to use this. So my first and biggest tip is to just understand why you are taking data. This will help you understand what data you should be taking, when and how much. And honestly, the main reason that we take data is because it helps us to plan more effectively for our students about interventions, teaching strategies, targets, but it also helps us to analyze what is and maybe isn't working and what needs to change. I always tend to follow the rule where I take data on IEP goals, behavior, group and one-to-one instruction, and social interactions. Depending on your school or setting, you may take this, more than this, or less than this. My second tip is find the method of collecting data that works best for you. And this is going to look different for almost everyone, the same way that we all plan differently. Some of us like to plan digitally. Others, like myself, love to have an actual planner and write things down. And I think we all know I'd be lost without my happy planner. So it's important that you find the data collection that works best for you, not what your best teacher friend is doing and not what Instagram says you should be doing. So first decide, will you be doing it digitally or on paper? And you may need to liaise with your upline here because you may be expected to actually do one or the other. If it really doesn't work for you, just talk to them and see what ways you can help make this an easier process for you. Then decide, how are you going to do it? So are you going to have a daily sheet where you track data every day? Are you going to do it on a week by week basis? You may decide to have a monthly progress sheet that you can track data over a period of a month and compare it month by month. Remember, again, you are going to have to liaise with your upline here because you may have to take daily, weekly, or monthly data depending on their rules and guidelines. Tip number three, do not do it all by yourself. We also get stuck in this rut where we think that we have to do all of the things by ourselves. And many of us are actually really lucky enough to have a great team of assistants and professionals who work with us. And don't be afraid to delegate. Have meetings with your staff and show them examples of how you want the data collecting and recording. Then my best tip is to assign these to staff so they know exactly what they're doing. For example, on your daily or weekly timetable, let your staff know what student or students they'll be working with and the data that they need to collect. This takes more pressure off you, but also helps to give them something to be in charge of as well, like an area of responsibility, and it shows your trust for them too. My next tip is to make sure you're using data to help you with goals and objectives that students are working on. What does the data show you? Are the plans you have in place working? Is your student on track to meet their goal? What strategies are working and not working for them? These are all important parts of taking data because you need to see what is and isn't working. Think how much easier your life is going to be when you go into that next IEP meeting and you have hard proof to show everyone what is and isn't going well and if anything needs changing. It's going to make that meeting much less stressful if you're able to go in there and show actual proof to back up your decisions. Tip number five is to have your data recording sheets easy to access for your staff. Keep them organized. For me, when we work on our morning work, we always keep our recording sheets in the morning work binder. Staff pull it out and fill it in as the student completes it. For behaviour, we have a file that we can quickly refer to throughout the day. This goes on a month-by-month basis and allows us to recognise patterns and behaviours at certain times of the day or week. We simply colour code different sections of the day with colours that we feel the behaviour represents, and this allows us a great opportunity to see if there's a pattern for a certain day, if there's a certain subject, maybe it's when they're completing a certain activity or doing transition. That data really helps us to plan. For behaviours, you can also use tools like clickers. These will record how often a behaviour occurs and then use this to record your data at the end of the day. My next tip is colour coding. I know you probably see this all over the internet now, but honestly, it's something that's always worked really well for us. Each student is assigned their own colour, and once you put this into place and everyone soon recognises what colour each student is, you'll realise how much of a lifesaver it is, especially when it comes to data collecting and finding the right recording sheets. Tip number 7 is data collection bags. So I like to have these set up ready for each individual student, again incorporating that colour coding in the bags. So I may have a red bag for one student, a green bag for another, and we know that when it comes to working with them, we can just grab that color-coded bag and it has everything inside that we need for that one student to work on collecting all of the data that's needed. And these are usually for the IEP goals. It means I have everything on hand to quickly access what I need, and this makes data collecting a breeze. They're set up in such a way so that anyone who opens the bag is able to understand what they need to do with the student to take data. This is especially great if you're off school sick, maybe you're out in meetings. Your staff will be able to continue with the data collecting for you, and that means less stress for you. My next tip is photographs. So each lesson or activity, put a member of staff in charge of your iPad or class camera. They are in charge of taking photos of students. Now, we like to put these together in a book on Book Creator in the iPad every month, with one book for each student focusing on their IEP goals. You'll be amazed how handy these photos are when it goes for showing evidence of your students completing and working on the IEP goals. Tip number 8 is to have a binder for every student just for their data. Separate it with those little separator pages and the tabs. Put your students' data collection sheets in here. If you collect paper copies, scan them onto the computer so you have a backup as well. This binder will be a lifesaver if you ever need backup for something you're suggesting. It also works great to look back on and see the progress your students are making. My next tip is keep it simple. Don't go overboard making really complicated recording sheets. There's honestly no need. You just need to collect the data that you need, and it does not have to be fancy. Don't forget, you are going to want your team of staff to help you fill these in, and you may even give these sheets to outside staff who provide services like speech and language therapists and occupational therapists. So you want to make it super easy for them to understand what you want and to be able to fill it in quickly as well. My final tip is to take data as soon as possible. Don't think about something and take it at the end of the school day. Chances are you're probably going to forget what happened or what to write. If you physically can't go and get the recording sheet for whatever reason, write a note down on anything around you or a post-it note and put it in your diary or somewhere safe. Then at the end of the day, transfer that information to the recording sheet. I know life isn't always ideal, so we can't always just run and record something. But taking the time to write it down is going to help you make sure you don't forget any important information. And I don't know about you, but as the years go by, my memory is definitely starting to fade. And I know I can't rely on it to remember every little thing that happened. This is also where it comes in handy for you to have a little portable recording system that's really easy for you and your staff to access. So those are my top 10 tips for effective and less stressful data collection in the classroom. If you have any tips that you'd like to share with us, or if you have any questions, please head over to the show notes and ask away, or share your tips there. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode all about data collection. If you have a spare few moments, I would really appreciate you taking the time to leave us feedback on this podcast. I love hearing from you guys and how helpful you find these episodes. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button too. You'll get first notification when new episodes go live. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.